Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Birds at the Bye, Chickies and Pete in South Philly. Benefits the great Travis Mannion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light. So with us, as I mentioned, a controversial figure right now in the WIP afternoon show, that is Broads. Now, Wednesdays at 3:30, we typically did Flyers and 50. But the last time we did it, it was uncomfortable to say the least.
It was.
As we discovered in a recent interview with the Philly Business Journal, that Broads is gunning for my job. He said he wanted afternoon drive at WIP. We questioned him about it. He doubled down. He tripled down. His voice went up 7 octaves. He left without finishing Flyers and 50. Broads?
Yes.
We have decided to have you back for Flyers and 50.
It's a good time slot. It's a good time slot.
It is. Well, you be careful over there.
Did you go with Spike for Christmas for Halloween?
It wouldn't be that tough for him.
No, that's actually pretty good.
You already got the tattoos. Yeah. About the same size, right?
Yeah.
So are you, before we get to Flyers and 50, I want to see where your head is at. You know, we had a rough moment on the air. I tried to smooth it over. You were clearly shell-shocked after the... Are you in a good place to do Flyers and 50? Are you comfortable with the WIP afternoon show?
Yes, absolutely. Listen, I don't know if this comes to a surprise, but I'm an emotional man.
Yep.
And really? What happened was I felt overwhelmed with a lot of different emotions.
Yep.
I will quadruple down and say...
Here we go again.
I will quadruple down.
Yep.
I enjoy this time slot.
Uh-huh.
It's great.
Yep.
Maybe one day when I'm 50 years old.
There you go.
I could be here.
There you
but
go.
But until then, I respect every man and even the button pusher.
Exactly
there
right.
You
even
go.
The button
exactly
pusher.
Exactly right. So, your pocket even, presence I was lacking, though.
I didn't get it till 48. So, you know, and you're what, 31, 30?
30. Don't, hey.
You're listen. Younger than Fritz.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any thoughts there, Fritzy?
Yeah.
What? Go ahead. I mean, at this point, everything's on the table.
Yeah,
we've been through a lot as a group.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to make a joke about we almost had it at 30.
Yeah.
Someone had to go save the show.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you know, I did an interview with the Philadelphia Business Journal months before that, and they asked me what my goal was.
If that's the case, then I'm not that far away.
No. Yeah.
You're right there.
All right, Jim.
Let's do a little Flyers and 50 with Broads.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
What a game last night in Montreal. Can you go up 3-0 after Tocchet calls you out? You're ready to polish the cup? But unfortunately, that second period made me sick. But the good guys fight back. I got 3 takeaways, ladies and gentlemen. Number 1, watching Trevor Zegras is equivalent to making love. This guy is unbelievable. Those filthy hands are disgusting. Number 2, the fellas responded. Seriously, you lose the lead, you go down 4-3, you're on the road in a hostile environment. You got to find a way to get those 2 points. At number three, Vladar's getting a little shaky in between the pipes. Got to clean it up. Can't allow short side goals. Got to hug the post. Clean it up, Vladar. Let's go, Flyers.
So where do they sit?
Done before 50.
Yeah, the only thing we care about, well, he's keeping it tight now. He knows we got our eyes on him.
Very strict.
Yeah. This segment was getting a little long, you know, and as soon as we see what your goals are, we might have to tighten it up a little bit. You know, the only thing that matters to the WIP afternoon show with the Flyers, well, two things. One, Miechkov. Two, are they going to make the playoffs? So are they in playoff position right now? And what did you think of Rick Tocchet calling out the squad? We didn't get a chance to talk to you about that.
Yeah, listen, so honestly, I think before yesterday's game, they were the worst in the Metropolitan. They won yesterday's game, and now they're in that final wild card. It jumped that insane off of one game. So I think technically they're in there. But anyway,
okay.
When it comes to Rick Tocchet, man, that is a card to pull. He got the response, but I do think it's a little strange that we're talking about 10 games into the year. And this guy's looking at his leadership, and specifically Miechkov, in my eyes, that's the way I read it, and said, you need to get Will. I got to find if they have Will. I mean, seriously, think about it. That's almost the most disrespectful thing you can almost say, is I don't even know if they have it. Oh, man. But they responded. So I thought it was ballsy. But if you get the win, then I guess I can't knock him. It's just, when does he go back to that Well again? And does he have to? And if he does have to, what does that say? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, listen, I won't profess to know what the hockey culture is like and coaching guys this age. Obviously, we're coming off having Tortorella here, and he was brutally honest with the team, and he didn't mind sort of riding the whether it was leadership or young guys that was, you know, expected to have potential. If they weren't fulfilling that, he didn't have a problem of calling that out, sitting them, or any of that stuff. But I will say this. When you're talking about Will, that's just another term for questioning someone's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's essentially what that is as an athlete, saying, I don't know if you have the heart to go out here and play the way you should. So you're right. They responded in the short term. I like Tocchet, and I want him here. I just, you know how professional sports are. These are players' leagues, and eventually – when players tune you out, coaches got to go.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's early. I know it's early, and I hope he doesn't have to go to this anytime soon, because I'm with you. I thought it was just a little bit early for it, but like you said, they responded to it.
Yeah, and maybe this is just the example of NHL coaching, why these guys just literally get recycled. Yeah. Every 3 years, you see this guy goes to that team, then that team. I mean, think about it. With Tocchet, it's the same thing. He was with Arizona, then he's with Vancouver. Here he is with the Flyers, and it's like they just literally get recycled every single 3 years. So I don't know what this means, but the Miechkov thing scares me. I'll be honest with you. He is so disappointing. Not that he stinks every time he's on the ice, because he does make some nice plays, but I watch Zegras, and that's a guy that's changing the franchise, where when the puck's on his stick, it's insane. It's incredible. You have to watch, and he awes you. He's doing that well. There's a reason why the ceiling was so high for him in Anaheim. But Miechkov, I thought we would get that and Zegras, so we'd have two of those guys to watch every single night, and Miechkov's just out there.
How old is Miechkov?
He's 20. So he
but the great ones, you can see it.
I'm wondering, because, you know, you start to see stuff like this, then my mind goes to, well, what is he doing when he's not at the ice rink?
Is he out there?
Yeah, what's his home life like? Is he one of these grinders who's constantly working on his craft, trying to perfect it? Or is he young and enjoying being a professional athlete?
And, you know, he's got more money than he's ever had.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. So,
I mean, I don't know that, but when you get stuff like this, effort and stuff like that from a young player, and you see other young – like, he's in an environment where other guys are thriving. Why isn't he thriving as a player?
That – you know, I was going to – it's not one for one, clearly, because when Joel Embiid was on the court, he was different. Mm-hmm. Like, you could see it, right? Even if he wasn't working on his, you know, his body wasn't right and all, showing up late for games, all that. But you could see when he was on the court, he was undeniable.
Yep.
So you don't have that with Miechkov now. But I do – you have to wonder at a certain point where we're all talking about how many times can the coach do this.
Mm-hmm.
How many times can – because this happened with two different coaches with Miechkov. And, like, at a certain point –
start looking at him.
Yeah, you wonder. Now, if he's out there and out of shape but still scoring goals, then you're in a different spot. But if he's also not performing and not grinding,
right,
that's a bad spot. I wonder if there's an article somewhere, if there's a reporter somewhere, to figure out, like, what is going on with him and why is he in this spot? Because he had a good rookie year. I mean, he wasn't game-changing, but he had a good rookie year, to be optimistic. And you want to see this year him taking a step above that, not just to become the best player there, but also you want him to be a leader, you know? I know it's hard at 20 years old, but you want him to be the guy that is setting an example for everybody else. It doesn't seem like he's that kind of guy right now.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And it's funny because I listened to a little clip that went on social media. I guess Danny Briere joined a local Flyers podcast, Nasty Knuckles. And one of the things that was brought up is Briere mentioned that maybe he thought he'd come into the league his second year and things would come easier to him. Now, he wasn't saying it in any type of malicious way, but the way my brain interprets that is, so you're telling me maybe all the stories and all the rumors about the offseason, maybe he did look at this as, I led all rookies in goals last year.
Right.
I'm going to walk in here and just be able to skate all over everybody and score. And now he's sitting here with about one goal through this part of the season. So I think what Danny's saying is almost admitting that he may have walked in thinking, I'm just going to tear up the league, and everybody else is working their ass off in the offseason, and he's behind the eight ball. And then they make up the stupid ankle injury. He was in a car accident in Dubai over the summer, so what was he doing out in Dubai? There's a lot of stuff, man. I'm really not loving it.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah. They tried to play it off as if it wasn't a big deal. He was in Dubai, got into this car accident, and I don't know what happened after that, but all these stories are making it seem as if you can correlate them.
Yeah.
You know? That's annoying. But then Zegras is balling out. So what do we do about that? We got someone else doing it instead of him.
Yeah, there's a lot of places to go on vacation. Dubai's it's a beautiful place. Weird choice.
Well, yeah. Maybe it's a Russian phenomenon, if you will.
Well, yeah. I mean,
maybe all the Russians go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, or maybe, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to.
Stupid joke? Okay.
I know.
A hockey guy's mocking. Maybe
no,
they all go.
No. It's just, it's a weird choice.
Yep.
Like, you know, there's a lot of money out there. It's the weird choice. You know, go to Florida, man. Go to Key West. Go to the Aruba. You know,
yeah, like think about it. He's from Russia, so you come to the States. Everything is
everything's
insane.
Warm.
Yeah.
We have two coasts of warm. You know, go out to L.A.
Yeah,
you know,
we got water.
Yeah,
women. It's all good.
Dubai.
It's a playpen for a 20-year-old.
Water and women, baby. Water and women.
Playpen for a 20-year-old millionaire.
I wonder if there are things that he can do legally in Dubai that he can't do out in the States.
What? We smoke everywhere now.
No. He's not 21.
You think Mitch Goff has problems getting some cold ones around Philadelphia?
With
one goal, maybe. When he had 26, I'll give him a few.
Let me tell you, not the dry snitch or what have you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything firsthand, but I do know this. That dude is not going to have any problem getting into any place in this city.
In Philly.
Yes.
But if he's not in Philly, going to other places in the country, they don't care if he's Mitch Goff.
Sure, now you're right. They don't even know who he is.
Right.
Now, bros, there's rumors swirling that you got kicked out of your beer league hockey.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. What's up with that?
Actually, can we have him answer it in a second? I just got to talk about Colonial Hyundai, and then this mystery will get wrapped up as well. If you were waiting to go to Colonial Hyundai, there's no need to wait. You know, the time is now. Time is always on your side at Colonial Hyundai. Right now, over 200 brand-new Hyundais in the lot. What do you want? You want a Palisade? It's there. You want an Elantra? It's there. You want a Kona? It's there. You want a Tucson? It's there. Every single brand-new Hyundai that drives off the lot of Colonial leaves with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. And the thing about Colonial is what the Carzar wants. He wants whatever problem you have, whatever reason that you're not going there, maybe it's price, maybe it's financing, maybe it's your trade. That's solid. Of all those problems, right? Great prices on brand new Hyundais, the best financing in the business, no matter what your credit is, rates as low as 0%, and they're going to give you more for your trade than anybody else. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what the condition it's in. You ask me, where is Colonial Hyundai? Well, it's right there on Lincoln Highway in Downingtown. You can always just go to ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. 0% financing applies to select new Hyundai models. $6,500 for your trade. Not available on EVs. Offers can't be combined. Includes all rebates and incentives. See dealer for full details. Let's go back to this Broads controversy.
Yeah, please.
So you were kicked out of your men's league?
Yeah, unfortunately, there was a little bit of an issue.
Okay.
I mean, listen.
Were you trying to take someone's job?
No,
yeah, you were like, I've always wanted to be the first line center. That's my dream.
No, well, I'm a stay at home D man. There's no way.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, listen, the score was 4-1, good guys. Shout out Whalers. All right, we're mucking and grinding at 10 o'clock at night at Pennsauk and Skate Zone, working the rear end off. Here I am in the corners doing my job. Well, unfortunately, the lead started to slip. So it becomes 4-3 with 3 minutes to go, and we're trying to find a way with the ice tilted to get the win. And this ref is just out of his mind. He misses a blatant trip. My D partner goes into the wall face first.
Your wife is there?
No, stop it. My defensive partner, right? My D partner, who I'm looking to move
your
the
D
puck
partner?
Right. That's what it's called. It's called a D partner. I have
your
a D partner.
Your D partner.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Very basic terminology. It's so D partner.
When you're somewhere with your D partner, yes. Are you each holding your sticks?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. All sometimes right. We're banging it, saying, yep, here we go, yep, well, I'm open, I'm all open. Right. You're calling for the puck.
All right, you're going five hole.
You're going five hole, the whole shebang.
All right.
But anyway, the ref missed the call, and then the other shot on the other side of the ice, they tied up, so I called him the nastiest set of words you could ever imagine in the history of the world.
Wow.
And this guy just looked at me and gave me this insane look. He pointed right at the showers. He responded with a couple of how do you do's right back. And the problem is I'm going to see him next Thursday at puck drop. So I don't know how to approach this.
How are you yelling? This guy's getting paid what? $100 to ref that game?
But here's my thing.
Poor guy.
Can we get the ref on?
Yeah. No. Poor guy. Broads is out there going, how do you do this? We know how Broads
gets. Beer league hockey.
I know. I was that guy. But to be fair, every week there is a guy. I just happen to be this guy this week. Because it does get that. But respect the game, damn it. You know, if you're out there and you're just, it's not just a little how do you do skate ref. You're out there because you enjoy the greatness of the sport. And you got to make sure you police it. But instead, you're brain dead and you're missing a big call. It could have been my only assist of the season that you missed. It was one of my best plays of my men's league career. You just straight up botched it, you loser.
215-592-94.
Anyway. 294-94.
If you are the ref,
we would love to hear from you.
Please call in.
Yeah, we would love to hear from
you. Love to talk to you. What did he say?
Yeah.
Oh, no, please. No. It was not good. I let it rip. And you know what? I'm part of my competitive drive, I think. It came. First of all, I was dealing with you guys. So I had a lot of bottled frustration.
Yep.
I'm dealing with us.
I have a newborn, right? So I'm losing sleep.
Oh, here we go. I got
you
a newborn.
Act like you had a kid before.
Yeah. You guys are always, you know, just making me uncomfortable. And then I had to deal with missing out on one of my big assists of the year.
Let me tell you something, Broads. Here's one thing I'm not going to accept.
Feeling bad for me?
What? Yeah. You putting it on us.
I'm the victim.
Yeah. You're not the victim here. You are the, you know, you are the aggressor in this, you know, and of all people, as I mentioned, you're coming for my job.
I didn't say that.
Well,
I didn't say
you
that.
Going after Ike's job or you want to host with Ike?
I want to host with all three of you. I wanted to join the show. Did I say taking someone's chair?
Well,
I said add another chair.
We know in this economy.
Also, Cutter Gauthier is leading the league in goals.
Now that you brought that up. This kid is...
Is he really?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow. So we got another one.
The Flyers ran him out of town.
Wait, he's on pace for Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews type scoring to start his career. So I'm just saying. Now, I don't know whose fault that is. I really don't. Chuck Fletcher, John Tortorella, maybe the kid was just a you-know-what and he wanted nothing to do with us and he disrespected the franchise. I don't know. But whoever is at fault deserves jail. Deserves jail. Because now you're robbing me of watching phenomenal hockey and some great puck on a Tuesday night at the bar.
Broads.
Yes?
This is Birds of the Bye.
Yes.
So wanted to bring it back to the Eagles with you.
Sure.
You as a Jalen guy, as a stamped Jalen guy.
Some would say.
As a dyed-in-the-wool Jalen guy. You got to be feeling good right now about your guy.
Of course. They're 6-2. They're at the top of the NFC. Perfect passer rating games. The run game's getting going.
15 TD passes to one interception.
Howie Roseman, the greatest general manager of all time.
Wow, man. Let's slow it down.
Finally, someone on WIP now, that gets it.
Spike, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I do think there's validity to what you're saying about the miscalculations.
Now, sure.
I'm a Howie guy. Some people make it seem like every single move he ever makes in the history of the world is A+, and he's 55,000 steps above everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's to that level. So there's validity in what you're saying, but then there's also maybe the backhanded stuff too where
But I think he's good. I think he's really good at his job. I can't think of a general manager in football I'd rather have than him.
All right, you need to hear more of that.
Yeah.
Well, then he should do things that make me feel that way. You know?
But no, there was some serious miscalculation. And this is him trying to figure out if he can on the fly.
Yeah.
Get the band-aids.
Yeah,
you know?
Fix the issues.
And I don't think Zaire Alexander can do that.
It's funny because nobody really believes that Zaire Alexander is going to make any difference.
Besides Richie.
Oh, that was insane.
Which tells me he's probably going to be a difference maker.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
He's going to be a difference maker.
The bar's so low.
Yep.
The Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. The question was, should we allow Broads on the air today for Flyers and 50 after he tried to overthrow our show last week? And Broads, you will be happy to know that 76.6% said yes.
Now Broads did retweet it.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that.
Well, then I got to retweet it.
Yeah. Get it to our people.
Your people are scary.
Yeah, well, a lot of them had your back last week.
Oh.
A lot of them had your back last week.
Oh, yeah, Broads, you're big with the afternoon show.
I know. Yeah. I love you.
So maybe don't bite the hand that feeds.
I love the afternoon show, guys. I love everything about 2-6. 2-6 is...
Yeah. All right.
Really appreciate 2-6.
When are you on WIP again? Hopefully not soon.
Tonight at 11.
There you go.
Coming up next, Baldy joins us. The great Brian Baldinger. We'll talk about the new Eagles with Baldy. I think we talked to him about Michael Carter II last week,
yes.
But we haven't talked to him about Jalen Phillips. We haven't talked to him about Jaire Alexander. So that is next. This is Birds of the Bye. Chickies in South Philly. Benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.